Welcome back to Ed Bigotti, a show of random conversations by people with Bigotti. Sometimes educational, surprisingly insightful, but mostly random and tangential. As I've said in a previous episode, maybe during the first season's start, me and Eric shared the same birth month. And in a couple of months, we will soon be over 30 and we won't be able to say we're in our late 20s. Oh no. So, with that in mind, today we're going to talk about the world of adulting. Eric, how are you? Are you old?
I'd rather not comment on my age, although I can feel a little bit of creaking in my bones, but I think it's still manageable. I resent any kind of accusation calling me old.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And before we knew it, we were over 30. Oh no.
I will neither confirm nor deny that I am over 30. I would say that I am quite young looking for my age, especially if I shave.
Well, still young and stupid, soon won't be young.
No, I can feel it creeping up on me. Actually, there are days where my body just refuses to cooperate. So,
oh no, it's yes. A sign. It's a sign to take a break, take it easy.
Oh, the end times are nigh, yes. Yes, actually, it can be a bitch. I mean, I've reached upon a certain adulting milestone recently, mm-hmm. which is I got my driver's license.
Oh, yay. Nice. Yay.
Yes, this is actually kind of like the third time, I think, I've tried to get my driver's license. The first two, I got my student permit, but mm-hmm. I was too lazy and too busy to actually go through with getting my license. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing was that last year in 2020, around March, I told myself that I was going to start working on my license.
But again, you know what happened?
But then pandemic happened and, all right. And that plan and others went out the window.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing that this time around, 30 years, I think, is not too old to get a license. Yeah. I mean, it's never too old to get a license. Mm-hmm. At least until you're like, 90 years old? I guess that would be too old for you to get your license. But still, there's still time. What about you? Are you planning on getting a license anytime soon?
Well, with some money fall coming to me, I've also been thinking about buying some sort of mode of transportation. Maybe not a bike. Maybe not a motorcycle. And probably a car. However, here in Manila, the traffic is horrendous. It's not really practical for me to buy a car. I've already had a license before. I think it was just a student permit. I haven't really learned how to drive, although I know how to drive a manual. But obviously, you still have to learn and practice it. And especially, it's a really different animal when you're trying to drive on the road with other stupid animals.
Yes. What I can say is that I was afraid of, those traffic situations where it's bumper to bumper.
Yep.
But after actually driving through traffic, I was like, it's okay, whatever. The people at the back are the ones who have to be careful of me, and I have to be careful of those in front of me. So that's kind of like how you kind of survive working with these witless animals that are your fellow human beings.
But always safety first, seatbelts up. So are you going to use your family? Do you still have your family's car?
Oh yeah, it's a minivan.
Yeah.
One of those minivans from Japan.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact model or whatever, but yeah. So I just asked just a few minutes ago, actually, just after dinner, hey, is it okay if I bring the minivan to the city? And they said, no. So like, okay, it's a bit hurtful, but yeah, okay, whatever. But yeah, I'm actually planning on getting a motorcycle because, it's more fuel efficient, especially if, with certain plans going along the way in terms of trying to save up money and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I might need to get a motorcycle because it's cheaper. Ever since I started in the apartment, I've been avoiding mm-hmm. public transportation like the plague. I mean, I do ride jeepneys
from time to time
when I have the chance. Yep. Or when I'm like a zero chance of, I mean, there are no passengers. What is one I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But most of the time, especially when I go to work, you know, I have to deal with those kinds of things. So I said, I'll just probably ride a taxi.
Whoa.
The problem with that, though, is that looking at my budget, it's in the top five of my high, you know, of my expenditures. It's just funny because my top one would be my rent.
Obviously, so rent is really high.
Yes, it's rent is really high. Given that my transportation expenses are quite close, quite close to my accommodations expenses, then like, okay, maybe we should start looking into better alternative ways of commuting.
Yeah, speaking of motorcycle, I remember while I was still there, you were already looking into buying one. You researched a lot. You were talking about the type of, was it CC? How large a motorcycle?
Yeah. Yeah, so basically the speed of, or the power of the motorcycle, you would know it from the CCs. I actually forgot what CC means. And I also told you that I was planning on buying a big bike, kind of like those race bikes. And then stuff happened and I wasn't able to do that. But now I'm looking into a scooter, which is such a departure from my original plan. Because
so when you mean scooter, like those electronic bikes, those high motor,
you know, kind
powered?
Of like Vespas. Vespa is a scooter. So, Vespa is well known for its scooters, right?
All right.
So yeah. It's quite a departure from the original plan of buying a big bike or a sports bike, because obviously the look and feel and the way that you ride it is going to be very different. But I've also decided to buy what they call a maxi scooter. So it's a scooter, but it's big. Like, it's really big. It's obviously going to be a bit more costly than your typical scooters in the market, but I'm deciding to buy this type of scooter, specifically the Bergman Street. Because it looks nice. The aesthetics are nice. The features are nice. I mean, it's not the greatest, but for its price point, I think it's quite a deal. It kind of looks modern. I'm not even going to use it for racing. So like, why would I buy a racing bike?
I've seen some nice scooters. You don't really need to have a fancy racing type of motorcycles. Whatever fits your budget, whatever fits your style. And overall, it always depends on you. You can always sell it and buy another one.
That is true. It's interesting because I was actually looking, because like there are scooters, which specifically the Yamaha NMAX. That's the most recognizable maxi scooter in the market right now. Its price point is around, it's 100 to 115,000.
Whoa.
It's quite expensive. I've seen several NMAX scooters used for Food Panda. And I'm like, whoa, damn. You're using this very expensive scooter for delivery. How much money are you making?
Maybe the food delivering is just a hobby for him so that he's able to use his bike constantly. The scooter, I mean.
Oh, my God. Well, if that's the case, you know, I have no room to judge. So you do you, guys. You do you. You all do a great service for the community. So keep it up.
Before we move forward with regards to, like, budgeting, I need to ask, when did you start feeling that you're already an adult? Do you have a moment? Or is it like, suddenly I have to be an adult because I'm already at this age? Or it's also a question of maturity, I guess. Is that a thing for you?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's about maturity, because there are certain times where maturity doesn't necessarily come with age.
Yep.
There are some, I personally know some people who are quite younger than I am, but are way more mature than I am. I guess you could say that maturity, I've been somewhat mature even when I was younger. I've been able to see different perspectives and all of that. But I think I also have to credit my parents for that as well, because they always taught me to look at different perspectives. About your question, when did I start feeling adult? Definitely not when I first saw my own rated R movie. that was a few years ago. That was just recently, I mean, when I first saw my first rated R movie.
You actually went to a theater?
No, I'm kidding. There are no cinemas open, which is sad, but it's whatever. I don't know. I think it's when I started having to pay for stuff.
Like rent.
Mm-hmm. Like electricity, those kinds of things. Like having to mind how much you're spending on stuff,
mm-hmm.
how much you're earning, and kind of like planning for the future. Like, am I going to go to school? These kinds of feelings. Like, am mm-hmm. I going to pursue higher education? What are my specifications for an apartment and all of that? Definitely not when I was just 21.
Yeah.
21 to 22. I'm definitely not really thinking about those kinds of things at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Although we were earning some money already.
Yeah.
But it felt I was still in my comfort zone because for those who don't know, I worked in a research project which was housed in the university where we went to school at.
Yep.
And it was still quite comfortable because it's just, you know, you're already very familiar with the place. Mm-hmm. It's your comfort zone. But when I started working in the city, which is very far off outside of my comfort zone, that's when I started like, oh shit, this is what it's like to be old enough to make your own decisions and stuff. And that's when, you know, I started planning on, you know, when I talked to you about buying a bike and this stuff happened. It's like, oh, okay, this is the reality of being an adult, which is bills, hospital bills, medicine.
Yeah, so many things to think about. Suddenly there are a lot on our plate. Suddenly things that we weren't worrying about, suddenly it should be one of our top priorities, especially family health. And over time, it was also some sort of gradual change in our daily habits. Like for me, usually during the weekends, I would go to a computer shop, play games. But now it's usually me going to coffee shops. And as well as with regards to some sort of moment, I remember one, it didn't happen once, but our group of friends decided like, hey guys, we're at that age now, we're old, we're over 18, we should go to, what do you call it, dancing girls.
Oh god, you mean a strip club?
Yeah, right? A strip club. You know, I'm like,
was I present or was this with a different friend group?
You were present. Yeah, this is our friend group.
Oh Jesus. Oh God. Oh, I remember this night.
It was like, so I don't want to use the word, but it was like so cringe. Like, why did we even force it? We're like, almost all of us are very introverted.
That's so dumb.
And I remember like a manager talking to either you or Nino if we want to buy girls.
God. Oh yes, I remember this night. It was so awkward. It was so cringe. Yeah, it was cringe.
Like, we're adult planning now.
Yeah. Weren't we planning on acquiring the service of one of these fine ladies to provide their service for our friend? I recall we had that kind of plan as well.
Kind of like that, but not really a service. But yes, a service, like to be seated with us and talk to us, I guess. But obviously, we're all dumb little shits. And we chickened out. And it was also part of those random days we wanted to bar hop too much, and then we ended up there. This was eventually our last stop, and then I think we stayed in an hotel, usually because most of our friends are outside the city, so we just went home. And again, for me, like I said, it was more of a gradual thing, but there were key factors in my life, like big failures with regards to me, that I had to get a retrospective on my life, get some meditation in, focus on what I want to do with my life. So that's where those big decisions came in, where I wanted to improve my skills with regards to my programming skills and work, and as well as me committing to transferring over here. That's a very big leap up of my comfort zone. And especially at the time, I didn't have work waiting for me here, and I had to make that a priority, especially since I was a bit lazy, so here and there I was just like playing games. But eventually I acquired work, and then, you know, when you realize that you are the one self-sustaining, and mm-hmm. although your family will still be there to help you if needed, but you don't really want to be a burden to them, and those mature decisions come in wherein you plan for your budget and try to have savings as well.
I guess condensing it into like one thought is your decisions have real life consequences.
Yeah.
Or, you know, these things could really affect the way you live and the way other people live as well. That's when you become, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
And my decisions matter because there are consequences if I choose to do this or that. Kudos to you, though, for taking that leap of going to a totally different city without even the guarantee of a job yet.
It wasn't totally a big leap. Our friends were already here, so that's also a bit of a safety net for me. My brother already mm-hmm. had an apartment here. And then I was able to save enough money to buy my own apartment. And then over time, get a bigger apartment, get my own shit together, get my own things they wanted to buy, like this PC I'm using currently right now, where we are recording our podcast. So overall, I like being the sole person to decide what I want to do, which is why I was rushing to be an adult growing up, was to be able to decide on my own. However, I didn't realize about a lot of the consequences of your actions as well, because I was a dumb little shit. How about you? When you were young, did you want it to be adult as soon as possible?
I didn't know about the consequences or anything. I just saw that as an adult, you'd probably have access to, you have a lot of power, yeah. I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Purchasing power, decisions, making decision making and all that. I want that, but none of the responsibility.
Yeah.
So there are days where I kind of want to go back to the past, you know, go back in time and kind of like beat the living shit out of my younger self and saying that you should enjoy your fucking childhood, man. Like, you shouldn't rush, because being an adult really sucks. You got like stacks upon stacks of responsibilities, and you got paid shit for it anyway. So, like, yeah.
Like Spider-Man, power comes with great responsibilities. Oh, here's a good question. What things did suddenly make sense because you were the one doing this shit? Like, for me, the very big thing was grocery shopping. It adds up, man. You would think if you were an adult, you would buy tens of cans of Spam.
Right.
And then suddenly, like, oh shit, I need to budget this. Oh shit, I need to like buy soap in bulk sometimes so you can save that 17 pesos. Do you have an example of your own, like suddenly when you were doing this shit?
Well, I can definitely relate to my recent experience. I moved into an apartment mm-hmm. and I've had to, I mean, I'm no stranger to budgeting mm-hmm. and for planning for food.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that I have no how to plan meals for one person, because it's usually just for a group of people.
Yeah, like, it's really hard to plan for one. Yeah.
Really hard. So when I went grocery shopping, I'm like, okay, so at first I tried to make a list. What do I need? And I noticed that most of my list contained a lot of meat products, like pork, chicken, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I spent around almost 2,000 pesos just for food on groceries.
Yeah.
And even until now, I still have a bit of stock left. So 1 month later, so which is okay. This is a good indicator, because I'm like learning, like, okay, this is how much I need to buy to mm-hmm. last me the whole month and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's problematic because I'm also eat out sometimes because you know, as a result of me going out and
yeah,
you know, with our friends. Mm-hmm. So like, data set is kind of compromised. Can't make a conclusion yet.
Yeah, so last year, actually, we started a budget. So we list our spendings from a month, including rent and electricity, and also the internet. And we also made a list for, this is our budget for groceries. This is our budget for when we go out. But more often than not, we go over that budget. We suddenly like have the urge, let's buy Spam. Let's buy Libis. Yeah. What else? Sometimes we, even though we have our own coffee maker, coffee press, sometimes we still go out for coffee. And coffee shops are expensive, man. I'm surprised, even though I learned how to make coffee, I'm like, what are they? Are we paying 200 pesos for hot water? That comes with these decision making as well. Sometimes we have to have the discipline to stick to the budget and such that we can have savings. Those savings really saved me, man, because I was out of work for 2 months. Luckily, I have a work now. So again, those listeners out there, save money. It's really a lifesaver.
Yeah, definitely.
Save before you spend anything.
Yes, that is my new motto in life. If I want to buy something quite expensive that's over, let's say, over 5,000 pesos, I'm going to do is basically budget myself. Like, is there room in my budget to spend for this kind of thing? If yes, then maybe I can buy it. If no, how many months will it take me to save up for this? I no longer believe in deferred payments. I prefer to pay it in full now.
Yeah. Usually those loan type wherein you pay monthly is really bad for your budget, actually. Even though it makes you seem you can afford a product, you're actually spending more than you can afford.
Yeah, that's true.
And speaking of budget and monetary things, this topic is also inspired by our group of friends' sudden interest in investing. Do you still remember that a month ago?
Oh, yes, yes. That was a very interesting
talk.
Night.
Yeah.
Yep.
While a friend of mine said this, your worth is not equal to your net worth, which roughly means I don't really care about if you're poor, as long as we are friends, that's the big difference. But I do like that our group of friends is slowly thinking about the future, which is quite nice. And actually, some of our friends are really active with regards to investment. But life is not a race, because sometimes I do feel like I'm being left behind with those topics. But can still, again, it's not a race. We don't really need a lot of money, as long as we are happy with what we already have and just save up for things.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's one of the things that we have to, any person has to learn to accept, that there are going to be some people who are going to get ahead in life faster and further than you do. And you don't let it worry you.
Like, yeah.
If this is something that you're happy with, then go ahead and do that. But if it's just going to stress you out and cause you mental health and physical health problems in the future, then maybe you shouldn't even think about it anymore. Because, you know, people's circumstances are also different than yours. There might be things going on in the background that you're not aware of.
True.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, especially during this pandemic where a lot of, recently I had a lot of medical expenses to attend to. I also needed to buy a new laptop. But again, that's why we save for those emergencies. However, it also meant I couldn't start investing as well. But I do like our talk last month with regards to investing, because right now I'm quite inspired to do a bit of time deposits, because I don't really have the time to do stocks, because it requires daily checking up on the stocks, which requires a lot of time. And as well as, I'm probably also going to, what I suggested as well was Pagibig M2. It's a really good investment. So it's more of, I guess saving it's fine. But if you have extra money, you should also look into where we can put that money and make it grow.
Yeah, that's true. Always think of the future. Because what are your saving tips? Like, do you have a particular method when it comes to saving, or do you just save whatever's left?
Saving tips. So the way I managed to be able to save a lot was really to make a budget. Because I don't really spend a lot, but if I don't, what's the budget for a meal? I usually sometimes just go all out. For example, I used to buy a McDonald's double cheeseburger meal whenever I felt like it. So that's each time that would cost me 200 pesos, and over time that could lead up to around 2,000 to 5,000. But if when I started a budget, it lessened. And what I said earlier, I saved before I spent anything. So usually it's just making a budget.
That's true. My method is, it depends on my mood, I guess.
That's a bad method, man.
Not really. Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
This is what I do. So I have a list of expenses, right? Mm-hmm. Let's call them overhead costs. That would include your utilities, your rent, those kinds of things. Those things that are every month you have to pay. So those are aside. And then let's say you have your budget for food or groceries or whatever. These things are, this is like the best estimate that you have for, you know, just to live. This is the amount of food that you need to eat every month to survive. Okay, let's set that aside. So come payday, what I do is I subtract all of my expenses from my income. And then what's left of that, I will transfer 50% of that to my savings account. And the remaining 50% is going to be kind of like liquid, basically disposable income. This is what I can spend on stuff like that. But this is where the mood comes in, because there will be times where I'm like, okay, I don't really want to spend any money at all. So I'm going to live like a pauper and literally all of the remaining money into my savings account and leave myself with just enough to survive for the next few weeks. So that's what I did. So yeah, it's been quite helpful doing it this way for me, because I leave myself with just enough money that just in case I need to buy something that's not included in the budget, then I still have money to do that. You know, there's a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
But also guaranteeing that you have money to save.
Yeah, but then again, like I said earlier, you already saved money before you doing that mood on the spending thing.
Yes, that is true.
And also, another tip would be, for me, set a goal. Even though you won't, for example, for me, last year, I set a goal for me. My savings should reach 6 digits in my bank. However, I did not reach that goal, but because I tried to reach that goal, I was able to as well save a lot of money. I guess that's all for my tip. Some people like to do the hustle. Some people like to have part-time work outside of their work. And if that's what you want, but I've been there where the stress and overwork got to me. So it's about a balance as well.
That's true. Yeah. And I guess this is something that I've been trying to, I need to relearn, is to always look for deals and only buy what you need to buy. Avoid falling for the trap of going for buy one, get one free. Buy only what you need is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because like there was this one time where I was faced with the decision, am I going to buy something? I was faced with like, I was going to buy a pan that's just, you know, that's good for one person, you know, a small frying pan. And there was one that was for 350 pesos. And then there was another, it was a set, basically, two pans and a frying and a spatula for the same price.
Oh.
So I'm like, which one should I buy, the set or just the one? On one hand, it's more expensive. On the other, you get the spatula, which A, I already have, and B, the set is, it's way too small for me. So I'm like, okay, I'll just go. And besides, you know, you also have to think about space.
So and did you, have you buy
space in your pantry? Or,
yep. So did you buy especially a lot? Okay.
I bought the one pan, because I get it that you save more if if you bought that was set, but at the same time, what am I going to do with this? I'm not going to be using that, and it's just going to collect dust in my cupboard. I'm like, okay, I'll just buy this one because this is more durable and this fits my needs or whatever.
Yeah. But sales are nice if you know your stuff. Sometimes some sales are being deceiving in the sense that even though the sale is higher discount, but they change the original price so that you'd still be paying a bit more. But also, again, do your research. Like for me, I bought my whole desktop unit. Even though it's quite expensive, it's total about 50,000 pesos. But if you were to buy this whole brand new in everything, it would have cost around 70 to 80. So yeah, because again, computers is part of my life. I know the ins and outs of it. And yeah, I was able to know which were the better price for it. So that's why I've saved because of it.
Yeah. Basically, it all boils down to the amount of money that you can save on things is directly proportional to the amount of effort that you put into that thing. If you just want someone else to do it for you, then obviously it's going to be more expensive because you're also paying for the service and the labor, I guess. Whereas if you do it yourself, a lot cheaper because you get to save on, you get to choose the materials, and you also get to kind of, you know, save up on the resources. The worst enemy here would be time, though, because you don't have time to do your research or you don't have time to put in the work.
Yep.
So that's going to be the problem there.
Speaking of time, time really does becomes more of a big deal when you're a bit older now.
That is unfortunately true.
Suddenly, a little thing way more over time. Wow, that got a bit dark. So let's talk about a bit more of health. Because when we were young, well, I guess we thought we were invincible and shit. So I'd like to talk about those little funny aches and pains you're experiencing. Do you already have those aches and pains here and there?
Yeah, I have. But that, I think, is a result of my new rediscovered hobby, which is badminton.
Yeah.
So I've been playing badminton regularly, almost on a semi-weekly basis. Yeah, well, not semi-daily basis.
Yeah, that's nice because we also need to keep up our health exercise-wise. And try to find time in, also be safe, especially during this pandemic.
Yes, that's true. but instead of aches and pains, it's more like how heavy your body gets sometimes. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Literally. So that's kind of why I'm on a diet right now. And I'm also limiting the amount of food that I eat, except on days where I have to do a lot of working out. So yeah, because I have a goal. I have to lose a certain amount of weight before I'm satisfied and stuff like that.
Well, with regards to your goal to weight, just a bit of an add-on. If you have more muscles right now, it will actually increase your weight. So just...
Right, yeah. I'm not basing it on my BMI or on just my weight per se.
But when you feel like it,
I'm not working out, like I'm not doing strength training right now, so muscles are definitely not a thing. It's more aerobic stuff, like because badminton is really, is almost like HIIT. It's kind of like HIIT a bit, where you have bursts of activity every few seconds. What I'm trying to base it on is my body fat percentage.
That's nice.
I'm using, I think, the U.S. Navy method of measuring body fat percentage, and I'm at 40% body fat, which is obviously very obese.
Yeah.
According to that, so I need to cut that. Although, good news, last week I measured my waist. I lost, I think, 3 centimeters.
That's nice. That's actually a big deal. Yeah. Congrats.
And then I lost around 6 kilograms in total. Since January, so I'm doing something right, I guess.
Yeah. Don't eat food, save money.
But it's tempting.
Yeah, and speaking of diet and as well as health, when I was younger, I was afraid of breaking my eyesight. And as well as I was afraid, since my family had a history of arthritis as well as rheuma. So there were certain foods that I ate, like carrots and kielbasa for vitamin A for my eyesight. However, I still I have glasses. And as well for my fears of arthritis, I try to stay away from the beans. However, because I was quite sporty during my younger years, I found out that I have some sort of, I don't know, what do you call it? It was probably from some previous injury to my right ankle. So if I were to walk too much or in a weird way, it would actually start to hurt, which I find funny because it keeps popping from time to time. But overall, my worst fear would be my goddamn knees. So like yesterday I was walking for a bit and then I sat down, and when I sat down I realized I shouldn't have done that. So when I stood back up, pop, did I broke my knee? Hopefully not, but there was really like a cold sweat because I was fearing the pain.
This is something that I can relate to intimately because I am quite a heavy set guy, so badminton requires a lot of bursts of energy. Mm-hmm. And that is also a fear that I feel right now because my knees are dead to me. They hate me right now, and I'm actually kind of giving them a bit of a massage here right now because they are hurting, they are sore. Definitely, this is something that I think what we can do for your knee problems is, because what I did is
lunges
stretches. What I did, you know how my weight journey has been, it's always up and down, up and down.
Yeah,
so every time that I'm coming from the down up stages where I gain a lot of weight, what I do is I have a routine stretch. I have a stretching routine that I do every morning.
Mm-hmm.
I do that for 2 to 4 weeks every day, and then that's when I move on to some more strenuous activities.
Mm-hmm.
I could share that with you if you want, or you can actually just find some in the internet. So
yeah, I mean, when it comes to physical activities, like when I play basketball during before pandemic, or when I went to gym, I've always done those stretches and lunges for my knees because it's also like it's one of my biggest fears. However, you don't realize that you kind of need to do it when you're expecting to walk long distances. Yesterday was like a big reminder for me to stretch my knees from time to time.
Yes, stretch your knees, your ankles, your back.
Mm-hmm.
Those and practice proper kinesthetics, especially when you're lifting things.
Yep.
Lifting heavy things. Don't just bend at the waist and then...
Don't break your back.
Yeah, basically. So it's going to be your knees that of the force. So you have to kind of squat.
Do you do yoga?
Not barely. I do some stretches I think are from yoga because it's part of my routine.
Yeah.
Kind of like the butterfly stretch and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the butterfly stretch, yeah, you should, for the listeners out there, it's a really good stretch for your hips. Is that the same for the hips?
Hips and your hamstring, I think.
Yeah, because also I've noticed that something in my right hip needs to be stretched from time to time. Slowly, these little things add up. So while ahead, you should also be preparing for that. And yoga was also a big eye-opener for me. I used to think it was nothing, just some sort of fancy stretching. However, because yoga targets those places, like for example, your hips, you don't really have a stretch for your hips unless you're doing those stretches. Again, like you said, you came from yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just putting it out there, I guess, so maybe somebody would try it. I mean, again, don't try advanced yoga pose stretches and poses as well, because you could actually injure yourself as well as with any exercise. Just be safe. Just do a bit more research as well.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I've kind of been thinking of looking into maybe getting a yoga class or finding a yoga instructor. I mean, I'm already, as a big guy, mm-hmm. I'm actually quite flexible. You know this. You've seen this when we were in college. And I'm able to kind of, I can reach my toes.
Man, I can also do that, but I've also have lost some flexibility here and there.
Yeah, but I mean, for you, because you don't have much of a belly fat, it's easier. But I have lots of belly fat, so... For me, it's an achievement that I can reach my toes and even touch the back of my ankles. Mm-hmm. So, not many fat people can do that, I think. But yeah, you know, increase in flexibility and muscle tone as well, mm-hmm. I think, is what yoga does. Those are the benefits of doing or practicing yoga. Mm-hmm. And,
all right. You know. Mm-hmm. One more question. What are you looking forward most to as an adult?
Ooh, getting my own transportation, either a motorcycle or a car. That's what I'm looking forward to right now. Definitely. Because obviously it's, you get your license, then you get your own vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also already looking into maybe a house. that's too big of an investment for me to think about right now. So
yeah.
So yeah, a vehicle.
Yep. Well, for me, actually the first of our friend group, but it's looking forward to starting my own family. It's more of like getting married and shit. And afterwards, we'll probably make that announcement.
Okay. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I mean...
I will be happy for you.
Yeah, well, you're probably invited.
Probably?
What I mean to say was... I don't know. I guess I did say this when I was younger, that I was probably wanting to start a family like when I was 25, such that if I had a kid on my own when I'm 40, I could drink with that said kid or something. But, well, you know, the economy sucks and I don't have much money.
Right.
And as well as probably a... I've also been thinking of stopping drinking altogether, but I still drink from time to time, especially with friends.
Yes. Oh, speaking of drinking, if only you guys were here or we were all together. This is the third week of drinking that we've had. It's wrecking my body.
Stop it. Let's just do that once every few months.
That's what we always do.
Yeah. The hangover the next day is so worse, but we had a lot of fun. All right. Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode and don't want to miss out, follow us on Spotify and Facebook at Wet Bigore. Tell your friends about us and share the love. We appreciate the support. Until next time, you can find the full list of episodes on Spotify on bit.ly/wetbigore. And you can also send your feedback by going to bit.ly/wetbigorefeedback. Again, that is bit.ly/wetbigorefeedback.
Thank you for listening to us. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers.